Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. Governor Kevin Stitt kicked off the legislature on Monday with his annual State of the State address. Ryan Gaylor with Oklahoma Public Media Exchange reports on what Stitt hopes to accomplish this session.
Oklahoma, the state of our state is strong.
In his speech, Governor Stitt announced an agenda developed in concert with the legislature, centered on three pillars.
Number one, make Oklahoma a top 10 state for business. Number two, deliver taxpayers more for their money. And number three, invest in our fellow Oklahomans.
Stitt and his partners in the legislature plan on doing all that by minimizing regulations, including COVID-19 restrictions, in a bid to draw businesses to Oklahoma, and by looking for creative ways to cut spending. Stitt went on to emphasize the importance of schools offering in-person classes before saying the biggest threat to the state comes from the uncertainty created by the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in McGirt v. Oklahoma, which created new questions surrounding tribal sovereignty in Oklahoma. Stitt called for tribal leaders to come to the table and negotiate specific rules for how state and tribal authority coexist. In Norman, I'm Ryan Gaylor.
During his third State of the State address, Governor Stitt talked about the state's response to the pandemic, education, and, as Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Allison Herrera explains, what he considers to be one of the state's most pressing issues, the Supreme Court ruling in McGirt versus Oklahoma.
Governor Stitt raised concerns about the ruling, saying courts no longer have the authority to prosecute crimes committed by or against Oklahomans who are tribal citizens, and that hundreds of criminal cases are being dismissed. Muscogee Creek Nation's chief of staff, Tracy Rivas, said she was disappointed with the way the McGirt ruling was referenced in Monday's address.
While there are still some things that we're working out, we are not in a state of lawlessness, and that there are rules, and whether it is the state, tribal, or federal jurisdiction, all cases are being heard.
In late January, Stitt called for tribes to enter into formal negotiations with his office to resolve what he says are potential issues with the watershed ruling. I'm Allison Herrera.
Lawton Philharmonic Orchestra will be broadcasting a performance this week. Like most arts organizations, they've learned to adapt to COVID restrictions and have had favorable results using TV and radio to reach their audience. Maestro John Kalbfleisch would love for everyone to tune in. Give me some details about the performance. What can we expect to hear?
Well, this is a radio program that was fashioned after our August concert that appeared on MeTV and KSWO and then was streamed on our website. So the music is featuring our guest soloist, Philadelphia Concertmaster David Kim, and he and I played some solo violin and piano music by Bach and Kreisler. And then he's the soloist for the Vivaldi Four Seasons with 14 string players. And on the radio, this program will also include a performance of Schubert's Fifth Symphony that's from our archives that we had performed last year, or in 2019. And I think they're going to include some of the discussion that David and I had about playing the Four Seasons and how much people love it and what it's like, and also the other music that we played. It's wonderful that we have found opportunities to share the music and share what we do any way that we can, either on KCCU or KUCO or KSWO, because this is how we share music now until we can come back and have everybody in the hall. And so we're very happy to be able to do that.
Broadcast times are 7 p.m. Wednesday and 8 p.m. Saturday on KUCO-FM. For those out of the listening area, you can access a live stream through the website at KUCOFM.com. KCCU encourages you to be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
Understanding your finances is a key to a strong financial future. Good financial decisions don't have to be big or overwhelming. Don't get left behind. Visit feedthepig.org for tools and tips to get started on the path to financial security. This message from the American Institute of CPAs, KCCU, and the Ad Council.
I'm Peter Sagal. Did you know that your old car can support Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? And no, I don't mean it waits until you're inside the house, then turns on the Bluetooth to call the station and donate your money. It can't do that. though it does like to prank order pizza for the Volvo down the block. What I mean is donating your car can help pay for shows like mine. So donate your old car and turn it into the programs you love.
Donate your vehicle at kccu.org or call 866-789-8627 to schedule pickup.
I'm Helen Sini, host of Deutsche Welle's weekly news magazine Inside Europe. We dig a little deeper into the important stories shaping the region. From Dublin to Moscow, the issues facing Europe are also touching many Americans. So join us this week as we explore the people, politics, and culture of one of the world's most dynamic regions.
Inside Europe, Sunday mornings at 9 and Wednesday afternoons at 3 on KCCU.
I'm Scott Simon. Plan to join us Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday from NPR News.
This Saturday morning from 7 until 9 here on KCCU, your public radio station for NPR News and classical music.